In the early hours of this morning, this was our soundtrack. What is very noticeable is the wind. But as you can probably hear, this is powerful and sustained. When I left home in Newchurch on the Romney Marsh around 10 a.m, my journey to BBC Radio Kent in Tunbridge Wells was full of driving around fallen branches and steering through debris that had been collected on slippery roads. I stopped briefly in Tenterden, where I noticed the police had put up tape to prevent people walking close to a tree that was leaning dangerously. Mr. Beach, we're here on the Appledore Road, and just near your house, there's a tree that looks pretty precarious at the moment.
Yes, that's true.
What does it normally look like in terms of its status?
Upright. Upright.
I've since been tweeted by Claire Townsend that that tree is well and truly cut down now, so all is safe. Matt Cole is with me in the studio. So, Matt, how did we cope?
Well, we were warned about the winds coming on Sunday night, weren't we? And many of the agencies we talked to today have said they had fair warning, they made preparations, but the winds blow they did. As the county woke, the BBC Radio Kent's listeners told us the story of what they saw first thing in the morning and warned us all watch out for.
There are two trees down on Detling Hill, very treacherous, very dangerous, towards Maidstone direction.
Travelling the Thanet Way, she said people are being very sensible. It's wet, leafy, and there were very strong winds, but other than that, it's passable.
Travelling from New Romney towards Hyde, I'm going up to Lim. There's a tree down by the Martello Tower as you come out of Dymchurch on the bend. It's only blocking half the road, but be very careful.
Now, we were also warned that many of us would lose our power in the storms. How much did that happen?
Well, with the damage, of course, yes, came the power outages. But as it gets dark here in Kent, still 6,000 properties, homes without lights, with UK Power Networks saying they'd restored something like 150,000 through the day. They worked through the night, five times the number of staff we're told they usually have. They'll be working, though, around the clock until everyone's back on.
Sure, not just my mind, but many people's minds going back to the storm of 1987. I remember then many of our tourist attractions were heavily hit. How much have they suffered this time around, Matt?
Well, certainly those most notably, of course, who rely on trees to bring people in. Bedbury Pineetum lost nearly a third of its trees back in 87. This time was better for them. They only lost a couple of trees, a picture repeated at many of our gardens and castles around the county, but that still means a clear-up, of course. At Great Comp near Borough Green, they had to close their garden to remove several fallen trees. William Dyson is their curator.
I think, actually, we've come off quite lightly. I felt sure we were going to lose some trees. I thought we may have lost more. So, you know, realistically, I'm not too disappointed. I'm really disappointed, most of all, about losing this weeping Mexican pine.
And you've closed the garden today, Monday?
We've closed the garden, yes, really, just for today, for safety reasons, really. I mean, one or two of the branches are still hung up. We've got to get these cleared away, really, before we let people in through the gates.
And what about our coast then, Matt? We've seen some dramatic pictures and heard some stories today.
Well, absolutely amazing, yes. 90-mile-an-hour winds lash the Kent coast. Those on our seas always going to have a rough ride, though they're prepared, actually, for this every year, at this time of year, for storms out at sea. The Port of Dover, though, closed for 2 hours, or 2.5 hours today. Over 500 passengers on two ferries kept waiting to land offshore. Dover closed to prevent ships basically damaging the berths as they're moored there. They don't do much damage to the ships, those big bulky ships, but it can damage the berths there and obviously damage the port. And our fishermen, well, it seems they take autumn storms in their stride. It's what they told BBC Radio Kent at Whitstable.
Well, it hasn't actually been that bad. I mean, it's been exceptionally windy, but nothing that unusual for this time of year.
We're not able to go to sea, or not sensibly, we're not going to sea, but because the wind originally in the early hours of the morning was southerly and then southwesterly, it's not a wind that will cause you any damage. So, you know, the boats are quite safe. It's just you just don't venture out.
When you get into this weather pattern with these lows scudding across from the Atlantic all the time, this time of year, to be quite honest, you're lucky if you get any more than 3 or 4 days a week at sea anyway.
And Don, what about the people who've come to Kent to see our beautiful county, found themselves stuck in the middle of this storm? Well, they seem to share the serenity of the Whitstable fishermen.
Well, we'd booked it for a while, so we didn't want to cancel, and we thought we'd take a chance. Obviously, it's not too bad, is it? You know, it's not dangerous, so that's the key thing. And it's quite invigorating.
We arrived last night because we were at a wedding in Kent for the weekend, so we decided we'd stay down a couple more days, and we've booked the fishermen's huts here, so then it was quite hilarious, because obviously the storm was about to hit down. But anyway, we've survived the night.
It was interesting. I woke up about 2 o'clock and it was a bit noisy. But yeah, it was okay.